John did not color our world gray in that passage. He painted unchangeable black. He brushed authoritarian white. He showed issues as clear as spring water. He displayed sunny days. He was certain on the picture to paint. He was obvious. He painted a full sun that we might see without obstruction. His artwork took a side. Yes, it was John's hand and his paintbrush, but someone was using him. Someone directed his brushstrokes. That someone was the Spirit of God. In 1 John, the Spirit knocks down the door into our hearts and barges right in and exposes what we are. He also shows what we need to do to get our lives in order. He forces us out of neutrality and into a decision. Are we with God or the devil? Those are the only two options. Therefore, as you came here today expecting to hear something from the Bible that would make everything gray, the passage that I have chosen, 1 John 3, verses 10 to 13, is not that one to do it. John painted a black and white picture. Let's see what he has to say. Let's again read verse 10. In this, the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. This is true in regard to the church versus the world, but also within the church. Truly, John addressed the church. He did not write this letter to the world. Yes, there are Christians who are actually children of the devil. Can a believer be a child of the devil? Can one who does most of what the Lord says be a child of Satan? John chapter 8 answers yes. There you'll find that Jesus charged certain people who believed Him that they were children of the devil because they were not obeying all of His commandments. Notice what He says, first of all, in verse 31. Then Jesus said to those Jews who believed Him, "If you abide in My word, you are My disciples indeed." There's a little bit of conversation that takes place, and then look at verse 41. Speaking to those same Jews who believed Him, "You do the deeds of your father." Then they said to Him, "We were not born of fornication. We have one Father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God were your Father, you would love Me. For I proceeded forth and came from God, nor have I come of Myself. But He sent Me. Why do you not understand my speech? Because you are not able to listen to my word. You are of your father, the devil. And the desires of your father you want to do. Now, he made that statement to some people who believed him. We may believe the Lord and everything he says and still be children of the devil. We can do almost everything that he wants, but if we fail to do what he says in regard to the two things mentioned in 1 John 3:10, we are children of the devil. Jesus, you'll recall, taught that a tree is known by its fruit. John, right here in 1 John 3:10, says the same thing. A tree is known by its fruit. And the fruits are the things that I need to look into myself to see whether I'm bearing fruit to show that I'm of God and not of the devil are, number one, practicing righteousness, and number two, loving my brethren. But John came at it from a negative standpoint. He gave the twofold test from a negative perspective. First, he said, whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, but is of the devil. Now, brethren, listen to John here. To be of the devil, we do not necessarily have to practice wickedness. Just lacking righteousness makes us children of the devil. If you've ever read 1 John before and you've come to this point in 1 John, you will have already read in the second chapter and verse 29 these words. If you know that he is righteous, you know that everyone who practices righteousness is born of him. And then you continued to read and you went to chapter 3, verse 7. And you read where John wrote, little children, let no one deceive you. He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he is righteous. And then secondly, John had said, whoever does not love his brother is not of God, but is of the devil. To be of a devil, we do not necessarily have to hate our brethren. Just lacking love for our brethren makes us children of the devil. If we keep all other commandments but fail to love our brother, John wrote that we are of the devil. Did John write that we should love the brethren whom we find easy to love? What about the difficult Christians? That is, the ones who are difficult to love. What about the brethren who hurt us? Well, you'll notice there in 1 John 3:10, John did not make any exceptions. I don't see any tone of gray in 1 John 3:10. It's black or white. Now, how did John divide humanity? It was not by race. It was not by nationality. It was not by gender. It was not by social standing. It was not by education. It was not by political party. All of humanity are either children of God or children of the devil. And that's it. That's how he put it. Now let's see what he says further in verses 11 and 12. For this is the message that you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. What has the Lord preached to us from the beginning? If you're a regular Bible reader, and you just start at Genesis, and you finally come here to 1 John chapter 3, you'll say, hey, this is not the first time I've heard this. I've read this in the Old Testament, and I've read it in the New Testament. If you've been a member of a congregation other than this one, and you moved here from another place and came here, what John says here in 1 John 3, 10 through 12, thus far that we've looked at, you'll say, hey, I've heard that all before. If you've been a member of the congregation here all your life, and you've heard the previous preachers who've been here before me, or you've heard other Bible classes, Bible class teachers, you've heard the same thing. This is nothing new. You have heard this from the beginning. What is it that we've heard from the beginning? The Lord has preached that we should love one another. That's what he says here. And although we've heard it so much, we find it difficult to accomplish, don't we? I wonder if one of the reasons why we find it difficult to accomplish is because sometimes we get love and good feelings mixed up. Love does not exclude good feelings, but good feelings are not foundational to biblical love. Rather, they grow from love. And that doesn't justify us having evil feelings towards our brethren. But what we find in the Bible is that love is primarily, not exclusively, but primarily our manner toward another, toward our brethren in particular. Love is doing for others. John warned that we should not be like Cain. Cain was of the wicked one. He was of the devil because Cain did not practice righteousness and he did not love his brother. So don't be like him, John says. Cain's lack of love for his brother eventually led to murder. Oh, brethren, let us be careful as to what we allow to enter into our hearts. Why did Cain murder his brother? John asked. He said it's because Cain's works were evil and Abel's works were righteous. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 3, Jesus gave insight, I believe, into why someone like Cain would murder his own brother. And it shows why the world will not care for us. It shows why if you're doing what's right and you're trying to love others, and there are others who don't do what is right, why they will not care for you either. Listen to John chapter 3, verses 19 through 21. Jesus Christ said, and this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. You know something? Wickedness just doesn't like the sight of righteousness. And we don't necessarily have to do anything offensive. Abel did not do anything to offend his brother. Nevertheless, Cain hated Abel. Because wickedness hates righteousness. In regards to Cain and Abel, one commentator said this. Cain sacrificed his brother's life to his own wounded self-love. Christ sacrificed his own life in love to his brethren. And every man belongs to the brotherhood either of Cain or of Christ. Now let's look at the last verse for today. 1 John 3, verse 13. John wrote, "Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world hates you." Why did John suddenly tell us not to be surprised when the world hates us? Since the first siblings, since the first family on earth, wickedness has hated righteousness. And there's nothing we can do to change that. Therefore, John says, do not be surprised when the world hates you. For it surely will. In Acts chapter 7 and verse 52, as Stephen is on trial before the Jewish council, he asks them a very good question. Try to answer it. He said to them, "Which of the prophets did your fathers not persecute?" There's not one. Every single prophet was persecuted. 2 Timothy 3, verse 12, promises that the world will hate you if you're godly. Paul wrote in 2 Timothy 3:12, "Yes, and all who desire to live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution." It's going to happen. Although we may try to be the nicest, kindest people in the world, it's going to happen. It happened to Jesus Christ. So they hated our Master. Why should they not hate us? If we are like the world will not hate us. Now, it's true that some people in the world are friendly toward us. They favor Christianity. And we welcome that, of course, and we praise God for that. However, John tells us in 1 John 3:13 that basically speaking, generally speaking, the world will hate us. Again, going back to the Gospel according to John, both chapters 15 and 17, Jesus prophesied that the world would hate us. So we should not be surprised to hear John say it. Nor should we be shocked when it happens. To his disciples in John 15, verses 18 and 19, Jesus said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If you were of the world would love its own. Yet because you are not of the world, I chose you out of the world. Therefore, the world hates you." And then to his Father in a prayer, speaking about his disciples, both the first ones there, his apostles, and all the way down to us who believe the words of the apostles. In a prayer to his Father in John 17 and verse 14, Jesus prayed, "I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. So then, are you a child of God or a child of the devil? Have you obeyed the gospel to become a Christian? If not, you are not of God yet. If you have, but you are not practicing righteousness or do not love your brother, then you're not of God anymore. Please, confess to God and repent even this day. Do you belong to the brotherhood of Christ or the brotherhood of Cain? Do you do as Christ would do, or do you do as Cain would do? Do you die for people or wish that they would die? I think John would ask us, are you living in the light or in the darkness? If you're living in the darkness, come out of the darkness and join us in the light and come forward for baptism, or if you're a Christian and need to repent, you can also come forward. You can do so right now as we stand and sing.